Who created everything?
God created the universe. He is the one who made the land, the sea, the sky, and everything which is in them.
How long did it take God to create everything?
6 days.
Do human beings come from God or, as the theory of evolution states, from lower life forms?
The Bible says that God first created Adam. Every human being is made in the image of God. All of us have descended from Adam and Eve, not from animals.
What did God warn the man and the woman not to do in the Garden of Eden?
God said to them, "Do not eat anything from the tree that causes people to know the difference between right and wrong."
What would happen if they did?
The Lord God said that they would most certainly die.
Who tempted the woman?
The snake, or Satan, the devil.
What lie did Satan use to trick the woman?
Satan said, "That's not true. You will not die."
What is sin?
Sin is breaking God's law, 1 John 3:4.
What was the first sin?
Disobeying God's direct command when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden.
How did God punish Adam and his wife?
God drove them out of the Garden of Eden. From then on, they had to work for a living.
Who has sinned?
Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's glory.
How did sin come into the world?
Sin came into the world through Adam and Eve.
How did death come into the world?
Death came into the world through sin. In this way, death has spread to everyone. Everyone does wrong.
If one continues to sin, what does that mean?
Well, it means that he is a slave to sin.
What happens if someone continues to sin?
The pay that he or she will eventually get for a life of sin is eternal death.
How do we know that God is good?
God does good things for everybody. He gives us rain from the sky and good harvests at precise times. He gives us plenty of food and fills our hearts with joy. God's sun shines upon good and bad people. It rains upon those who do right and upon those who do wrong.
Is there only one God?
Yes, there is only one true God.
To whom did God make a promise?
Abraham. God promised that Abraham would have as many descendants as the stars in the sky. God also promised Abraham that God would use him to bless all nations on earth.
What caused God to declare that Abraham was a righteous man?
It was because Abraham simply trusted in the Lord. So God simply declared Abraham to be a righteous man.
What did God ask Abraham to do?
To be circumcised. This was a physical symbol which sealed the covenant between God and Abraham.
How long were Abraham's descendants to be in the strange land?
For about 400 years.
Who was Abraham's promised son?
Isaac.
Who was Isaac's younger son who received the blessing instead of his older brother?
Jacob.
What was the name of Jacob's favorite son?
Joseph.
From what land did God rescue his people?
From the land of Egypt.
What happened when the new king took control of Egypt?
After the favorable kings of Egypt died, sometime after Joseph, a different type of pharaoh arose who persecuted the Jewish people. For example, he forced them to put their baby boys outdoors and leave them to die.
Did God care about the Jewish people while they were suffering in Egypt?
Yes, very much. God exclaimed, "I have seen my people suffer much in Egypt. I have heard my people moaning. I have come down to rescue them."
What man led the Jewish people out of Egypt?
Moses.
How many years did Moses lead God's people?
40 years in the desert.
On what mountain did God give his commands to Moses?
Mount Sinai.
Where did most of the Jews want to go?
Back to Egypt. The majority did not want to obey Moses.
Who was Aaron?
The brother of Moses. Aaron was a good speaker, according to Exodus 7:1.
Why did God turn against his people?
Because they continued to revert to idolatry, that is, worship other gods.
What were the Jews worshiping?
The golden calf, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Who led the Jewish people to conquer the land of Canaan?
Joshua, a great military leader.
What happened after Joshua and his generation died?
The Israelites disobeyed God. They did not drive out the rest of the Canaanites, and they refused to obey the laws of the one true God. Instead, they began to worship the false gods of the Canaanites.
How many years was the whole period of the judges?
About 300 years.
Who was the first Jewish king?
Saul, the son of Kish. He was a very tall man.
Why did God replace Saul after 40 years?
God removed Saul from being king because Saul had disobeyed God.
What did God like about David?
Young David was a man after God's own heart. God knew that David would obey him.
Where does God live?
God does not live in temples which are built by men. God is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He made the whole world and everything in it.
Does God need anything?
No. God doesn't need any help from human beings. He has everything he needs.
Can the true God be found?
Yes, but he wants people to search for him. He is not far from any of us.
In the past, before Jesus came, what did God ignore?
Although mankind did not understand God, God overlooked this until he could send his son Jesus into the world.
What has God commanded every person to do now?
Now, God commands every person in the world to change his whole attitude, to change his heart.
What will happen on the judgment day?
God has set a day when he will judge the whole world. Evil people will go off into eternal punishment, but the good people will go into eternal life.
What is the book of life?
On the judgment day, certain books will be opened. One of them is the book of life, which contains the names of righteous people who will enjoy living in heaven forever.
What happens to you if your name is not found in the book of life?
You will be thrown into the lake of fire, or hell.
What is the second death?
That is another name for the lake of fire. It is the eternal separation from God forever.
Does God want to condemn anyone?
No. God wants all people to be saved and to begin understanding the truth.
What is required of a person who comes to God?
Faith. Anyone who sincerely comes to God must believe that God lives. He exists. He really matters.
Whom did God raise from death?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Who is the Lord of all people?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Does it matter what color a person's skin is?
Not at all. God treats everyone the same. God accepts any person who worships him and does what is right. It doesn't matter what race a person comes from.
Who is Pilate?
Pontius Pilate was the Roman governor at that time.
How was Jesus killed?
He was executed. He was crucified, that is, nailed to a cross.
Who nailed Jesus to the cross?
Some Roman soldiers.
How long was Jesus dead?
Parts of 3 days.
Who saw Jesus after he was raised from death?
The apostles and more than 500 eyewitnesses. 1 Corinthians 15:6.
Can following the law of Moses make anyone right with God?
No. One can only be in the right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. John 14:6.
What will happen to anyone who truly commits himself to Jesus?
You can receive forgiveness of all your sins.
Through whom does this forgiveness come?
Only through Jesus Christ.
Why did Jesus come?
To destroy the devil's works. Jesus came to find lost people and to save them. Jesus wants to set all people free from the slavery of fearing death all their lives.
Who had the power of death before Jesus came?
Satan. But Jesus is stronger than death.
What did Jesus learn from his own suffering?
Even Jesus learned to obey from the things that he suffered on earth.
Who has been forgiven by God?
Christians, the the followers of Christ.
Who are the true followers of Jesus?
Those who really stay with his teaching.
Why did Jesus have to die?
To put us right with God by offering his blood as a sacrifice.
Can anyone earn salvation? Does anyone deserve it?
No, to both questions. Salvation does not come from you. It is God's gift. It does not come from human effort. If that were true, someone could brag about earning it. Salvation did not come from any good deeds that we did. No, it came by God's mercy.
What is God's power for saving any person who believes?
The good news about Jesus. It is the power of God for saving anyone who believes it.
Who made it possible for us to be made right with God?
There is only one mediator between God and all mankind, the man Christ Jesus.
Who is the only one who can save people?
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way that anyone can come to the Father is through me."
Why was it impossible for death to hold Jesus?
Sin results in death, but Jesus never sinned. Therefore, Satan never had any power over Jesus.
What shows that God loves us?
God loved the people of the world so much that he gave up his only Son. Every person who commits himself to Jesus will not be destroyed. Instead, that person will have eternal life.
What would happen to you if you rejected Jesus and you did not accept what he says?
If you don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, then you will die in your sins. If you don't change your heart, you will be destroyed.
What shows that a person has truly changed his heart?
Changing your life and doing good things. This will show that you have truly changed your heart.
What were the words of Peter's confession?
He said to Jesus, "You are the Messiah, or Christ, the Son of the living God."
What did Jesus say that one must do to be saved?
Jesus said, "When you have gone into the whole world, proclaim the good news to all mankind. The person who believes it and is immersed will be saved, but the person who doesn't believe it will be condemned."
What is the purpose of changing your heart and being immersed?
So that your sins may be forgiven. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
When you are completely sure of what God wants you to do, how soon should you do it?
Immediately. Don't wait.
How does one come into Christ?
The Apostle Paul said, "You know that all of us have been immersed into Christ Jesus. Don't you know that we were immersed into his death? So, through immersion, we were buried with him into death."
Jesus told the apostles to make followers for Jesus from all nations. After that, what three things did Jesus say?
Well, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, after you've gone out, 1, make followers for me from all nations. 2, immerse them by the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And 3, teach them to obey everything I commanded you. Remember, I will always be with you, even until the end of time."
When is Jesus coming back?
Soon. But no one, except God, knows when that exact time will be.